There's a famous Gemara in Masechtas Tanis, Mishenichnas Adar, when the month of Adar begins, Marbe Mesimcha, we increase happiness. It's still Chodesh Adar. So let's talk a little bit about Simcha. There's a well-known phrase in the United States Declaration of Independence, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. It seems like we're always pursuing happiness, but it seems so elusive. So how do we obtain true happiness? The Gemara Masechtas Brachos discusses what brings a person joy and inner peace and enhances their quality of life. The Gemara says, Shloisha dvarim achivim data shel adam. Three things are marchiv the das of a person. Ishana, a beautiful wife. Dirana, a beautiful house. Vekelimna, and beautiful utensils. Question is, why does the Gemara use the terminology machivim data shel adam? The Gemara should say, three things that are masamchim as adam. These things make a person happy. But perhaps the idea is, happiness is a shifting target. The definition of a person's happiness is constantly changing. Initially, a person was happy with his house. But then he visits his friend's house. And suddenly his house feels like a rundown shack. He was satisfied with his wife until he sees someone else's wife. And he starts making comparisons. And now his wife is far from Noah. He loved his car until he notices his neighbor's brand new Lexus. And now his car feels like a clunker. So Noah is a mindset. A person has to say, if this is the house Hashem gave me, if this is the wife destined for me, if this is the life Hashem planned for me, then this is what's best for me. That other house, that other car, that other lifestyle is not meant for me. That is why the Gemara uses the term machivim datoy. The Gemara is saying, if you want to truly achieve happiness, then be marchiv your das. Broaden your perspective. Don't focus on physical size. Don't focus on physical beauty. Recognize that what you have is exactly what you are meant to have. Trust that Hashem knows what's good for you. And that will undoubtedly bring you much inner peace and happiness. This perspective applies to Shidduchim as well. People date and date, and then they say, what else is out there? She checks off 49 out of the 50 things on my checklist. But let me see, maybe I can find the 50 out of 50, the perfect specimen. Parents shift through dozens of resumes, passing on potential matches because they didn't attend the right seminary or because their financial or social status isn't the perfect fit. The goalposts keep on moving, and with them, so does the chance of finding what could have been a great shidduch. The Medrash says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Yoshev v'Mezavik Zvugam. Hashem himself arranges shidduchim. That is his day job. Trust that Hashem knows what's good for you. He prepared your perfect mate even before you were born. He knows what will make you happy. Using that perspective, that will be marchiv your das. It will give you tremendous peace of mind. Not only did he prepare your perfect shidduch, but everything else in your life as well. The Gemara says, 40 days before the formation of a fetus, a baskal calls out, bas ploini leploini, bais ploini leploini, soda ploini leploini. Hashem also knows what zivik is right for you, what house is right for you, what business is appropriate for you, and everything else in your life. Trust him that he will not steer you wrong. A few months ago, my son called me in a panic. Tati, someone outbid me on the house. It was the perfect house. I told him, before you were born, when the baskal called out, bais ploini leploini, it obviously did not mean this house. Don't worry, Hashem has something even better planned for you. Every morning we recite the bracha She'asali Kal Tzarki. Thank you, Hashem, for providing me with all of my needs. How do I know Hashem has fulfilled all of my needs? Because you know what I need. And if you didn't give me the latest model Tesla or a beautiful summer home, then obviously I don't need it. In fact, it might even be detrimental for me. People daven, Hashem, please make me as wealthy as my neighbor. God, I also want a sprawling summer home in the mountains and a vacation home in Boca, and a self-driving car, just like my friends have. Hashem tells him, mein kind, that lifestyle doesn't fit you. Abundant wealth is not suitable for you. Trust me, that lifestyle will make you miserable. Chazal say that the bracha of She'asali Kal Tzarki alludes specifically to our shoes. So we say that bracha every day to remind ourselves that just like shoes are unique fit to every person, so too, a person's life and all of their circumstances are tailor-made by Hashem to fit them. Hashem knows what's best for us. He molds and shapes our lives in the perfect way for our ultimate success. When we internalize this, we will stop chasing illusions and instead embrace a life of true simcha. And now, we know. Have a wonderful day.